That was about as good a football game in that kind of heat, that kind of effort, that kind of heart by both teams. Joe Philbin's building something here that is very impressive. For them to come back the way they did showed tremendous, tremendous courage. So that was a good football team we beat out there at their place. Secondly, to our fans, I could not believe it. How many fans do we have here?
At least 10,000.
Huh?
At least 10,000.
Oh my gosh! It seemed like half the stadium. You know, it was just. I'm so proud of the Baltimore Ravens fans. Thank you, thank you. Our players went over and said something to them after the game. They were amazing. They were loud the whole game. Just couldn't be more proud to be the coach of the Ravens after that experience. Some injury things. KO had back spasms in pregame. We tried to get him. You know, he was tightened up in pregame. We tried to get him into the game. We'd already set the 46-man roster. He went the first series. He couldn't go, and that's why we made the change to AQ Shipley. Along those lines, with the injuries that we had, I just think you got to give credit to our guys. I mean, we had three wide receivers up. Joe only had three wide receivers. We had injuries pretty much at every position, and our guys fought through it. So I'm proud to come down here in this heat and win a game. I think it speaks to our level of conditioning. I think it speaks to our heart. A couple things stat-wise, defensively, Terrell Suggs was just off the scale. Three fourth-quarter sacks, I think he had, and they were 1-for-7 on third down. Their quarterback made a couple plays that were just outrageous, so it's a great football game.
Your running game kind of rejuvenated this team?
Thank you. We talked about that with the team in the locker room. Our offensive line, running game-wise, they started I thought we all did a good job of staying with the run game. I thought our backs were solid, running the ball north and south against a very good defense that way. And finally, our offensive line kind of warmed down toward the end.
John, they hit the bomb to Gibson with a minute to go.
Right.
From a defensive standpoint, are you glad that they actually decided to clock the ball? Does that allow you to get more organized defensively in that situation?
No, because if we were in trouble there, we could have called a timeout, you know, but we weren't. We had a play. We had a defense called. We were in good shape there. I'd rather them be disorganized. So I think they did the right thing in clocking that.
Your thoughts on how some of the guys, Dixon, Dawes, Deontay, played and have a bigger role?
I don't know. I'd have to think about each guy separately. You kind of named them
just
kind of fast there. But
the guys
came through. I mean, you know, Ed Dixon made a huge catch, you know.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was going to say, deja vu all over again. Joe's going to get another McDonald's commercial. It's all about the McDonald's commercial.
Yeah.
Back to Ed Dixon. I think that's probably the guy to start with. I mean, Ed Dixon played very well, run game. He made a huge play on the crossing route. Had a great week of practice. Proud of Ed Dixon.
Just coming back to the rushing game, we talked at halftime, and you were almost like, we're really trying.
Right.
And the second half, you ran for 100 yards, which you hadn't done in a game yet this year. Did you make any adjustments at all?
We decided the runs. We thought we had the best chance of being successful at Stan. But more than that, I think you understand. I mean, you played this game. You've played in the seat down here in Miami. At some point in time, the one-yard run becomes a three-yard run. The three-yard run becomes a seven-yard run. And that's what happened. I mean, we stayed on the field in the second half. What was our time of possession in the second half? Or at least in the third quarter, it seemed like it was pretty high.
We had 11 minutes in the third quarter.
Okay. That probably took its toll.
What's your thoughts with Joe? Like you mentioned, behind, mm-hmm. you know, three wide receivers, another offensive lineman mm-hmm. down. He seemed like he was getting, you know, hit a couple
yeah.
times too there. Just your thoughts on his game.
Yeah, I mean, Joe doesn't ever get phased. And the thing about Joe is he never gets shaken. Joe is not the kind of guy that is going to get rattled. You know, and I know he's standing right here. He's probably embarrassed by that, but it's just who he is. That's part of his greatness, and that's why he is who he is as a player. He's not going to get fazed by any of that stuff. So we know we have to work through some things protection-wise, and we'll continue to do that. We're going to be a good pass protection team. I guarantee you that. And Joe understands that, and that's just the way he plays.
Regrouping after that interception, you know, Dolphins tied it up,
right.
And you guys were able to come right back.
Right. Well, yeah, I just think keeping our poise, coming back down and having that drive speaks to Joe. He didn't get flustered. Our offensive line led by Marshall Yanda. Marshall leads those guys. He just tells them, hey, let's go take it back down the field. We've got great leadership that way. Did somebody ask about leadership?
Huh? How about the leadership?
We've got great leadership.
In particular, you know, he obviously takes the run game challenge personally, and then he fumbles early.
Right.
How big was it for him to bounce back in the second half?
It was important. You know, Ray got hit right on the ball. Suggs got us now. It wasn't the commissioner. It was Suggs. I forgot the question.
About Ray, you said.
Yeah, Ray bounced back. I mean, Ray's a star. You know, Ray's a star, and he bounced back well. We want that one back. That was a mistake. We should have run the ball there. I think we'll all agree with that, and we should have punted it out of there the way our defense was playing. We put Joe in a tough spot there. That was a mistake.
John, you just talk about the defense's performance as a whole. Obviously, aside from the interception that was returned for a touchdown, you limited them to 16 points.
I thought our defense played dominant football. You know, they have been. Our defense, they believe they should be a dominant defense. And, you know, we've got to get better every week still. Plenty of things to work on, but they played a great game, yes.
And Mike Wallace had the big first half, I think, at 99 yards, but only had one catch for 6 yards in the second half. But was there any key to that?
The key to that was the one play. You know, Mike Wallace had the one play for, I think it was 46 yards or something like that. The rest of those were catch and tackle, which you'll do with Mike Wallace all day long if you can.
What goes through your head when Tannehill leaves that bomb on fourth down?
Oh, man, I don't even know. I was just... you know, those are the things I think we've got to work on. You know, we know about scramble, staying in coverage. We understand those things. Those are little things that we'll continue to work on.
Can you talk about the three wide receivers dressing? You know, you touched on it yesterday. Was that kind of just how that developed, that it only dressed me today?
Well, yeah, that was strictly a health issue. You know, Brandon has a groin, a hip flexor issue that was not just he wasn't ready to play. We had to find a way to get Billy back up so we could play Billy, and it was a numbers issue. I just think we were really down wide receivers. It was all health related. Okay, thank you.